Aryasura's Aspirational Prayer in 70 Stanzas. Homage to the Awakening Warrior, the Entirely Good Samantrabhadra. Homage to the Buddhas gone to bliss, endowed with an accumulation of immeasurable precious qualities, who have uprooted every last poison tree of moral failings, and who abide during the three times throughout the 10 directions. Homage to the truth of Dharma that opens the wisdom eye of beings in the three realms, that disperses the gloom of unknowing, and is the means for extracting the poisonous arrow of latent tendencies. Homage to the sons of those gone to bliss, the Sangha intent on virtue, who never revert to worldliness, and whose thoughts are motivated by great compassion. Unceasingly, I bow my head to all who have opened the eye of their mind. Whatever slight non-virtue I have committed throughout my lifetimes, or have encouraged or rejoice in, I lay bare before the conquerors and pledge never to commit them again. Without an exception, I rejoice in the virtue accumulated by those gone to bliss, solitary realizers, listeners, and conquerors' sons, and in other wholesome deeds of worldly beings. Whatever non-virtue creatures commit, confounded by the venomous emotional afflictions, for them may I surely plunge alone with pleasure into the realms of hell. Having satiated the world with the nectar of peaceful delight, may everyone's mind become active in virtue. May I willingly take on myself as much misery as beings may have. May perfect awakening itself be produced soon in the minds of these beings. May those who have generated the pure awakening thought perfectly accomplish the collections for enlightenment. By accomplishing the collections of virtue and attaining the spiritual levels, by remaining in the lineage of protectors of the three worlds, and by annihilating the foes of Dharma, may the abode of the great kingdom of truth over the three worlds be attained. No matter how many days there have been since the awakened beings became enlightened under the Bodhi tree, I beseech those who are alive and abiding hereafter to cause the incomparable nectar of truth to rain upon ongoing beings. I entreat those nobly minded ones who have completed their sublime activities for the sake of others, and who are about to enter the supreme state beyond sorrow, to remain for a long time acting to benefit others. However many sentient beings there are wandering in the gloomy three worlds, I shall invite them as my guests to savor the blissful nectar of extreme peace. Whatever virtue has been accumulated in this way shall be dedicated totally for perfect awakening. Thus may I never be apart for even an instant from bodhicitta, the mind intent on enlightenment. Until the rank of those gone to bliss, the basis of complete perfection, is attained, may I never be apart from the leader of the subduers and the awakening warriors. They are the ones who finally elucidate the path of activities for benefiting others. May I also advance, free from despondency, through every spiritual level of the sons of the awakened ones. May my body be complete with the physical attributes of a human and amassed with qualities worthy of praise by all creatures. May I recollect past lives, be born to an honorable family, and have an attractive body. Having discarded the vile action of ceasing to aid others, but zealously working for my welfare alone, aroused by thoughts tormented with compassion, may I cherish dearly all creatures without favoring one. May there not be the slightest grasping in the thoughts of others at my possession that I consider the wealth of others, but may they take and use whatever they wish, like someone who never doubts his own wealth. Even if someone should demand my flesh, may I offer it with pleasure in my eyes. May I always donate my limbs, and so on, for the welfare of all embodied beings. May I, like a wish-fulfilling gem, provide all that beings desire, and may I, like the wish-granting tree, completely fulfill their hopes. May I spontaneously banish evil actions far away like filth, and may I never breach the dam of precepts proclaimed by the Supreme Subduer. By abolishing concern for my body and life, may I always enjoy places of solitude. May my thoughts turn away from all gains and honor as if they were poisoned food. Like a child of lowly status, I will discard arrogance, self-importance, and pride towards beings, and shall act to establish harmonious relations, like in a gathering of kin from a noble family. May I be accustomed to ethical discipline, an ornament utterly pacifying all obscurations, stainless like moonlight and the root of a lotus, untorn, unmixed, and unsoiled. Although someone against whom I have done no wrong should saw my head, splitting it into hundreds of pieces, I shall unceasingly hold him dear in my mind, just as a mother cherishes an only son. Should someone become angry with me from his heart and needlessly rob me of my life, may the unbearable and bitter fruits of his actions never arise. Although anger, abuse, provocation, and aggression should besiege me, may I never forsake patience, but willingly take on all adversity to practice the deeds of the conqueror's sons. Thus may the dangling rope of doubt never sway in my mind for even an instant over the extremely profound and highly logical dharma of the subduer that never before did I find. May I, who am born from lifetime to lifetime, by earnestly acting to benefit all beings, never fail to engage in vast virtues for even a mere moment of time. Like a servant, may I accomplish all the tasks of every living being, and, having accepted the burden of working for all, may sentient beings abide in happiness. Since my body acts as a servant for others, even when speaking, may I be pleased to teach them Dharma, and may even my thoughts constantly be empowered by the mind endeavoring to benefit others. Even if I alone have to undergo misery for innumerable aeons in hell, still may I ripen sentient beings spiritually without ever becoming weary. Surely, in the very process of accomplishing the welfare of others, I actually will don this very armor of spiritually nurturing the three types of beings, so that they may become disciplined. May I joyfully cross without hesitation pits so filled with burning embers of fire that there is no space so as to hear even one word of the good doctrine. In abandoning being enticed by the results of all concentration and formless absorptions, but by dwelling on the supreme limit of perfection, may I be accustomed purely to that bliss that arises. Having mounted the horse of calm abiding that is not obsessed with the warm experience of meditative absorption, may I tame the elephant of the mind that naturally roams and is most difficult to tame and ventures along the wrong path. Since the supremely fine riches possessed by rulers of gods and universal emperors, being in the nature of desire, are just like filth, may I never hold them in high regard. There is no joy drifting through this existence similar to a burning house of iron, but being led by compassion, may I be reborn wherever it is conducive to assist others. Whatever absorptions all spiritual sons of universal protectors have mastered, such as the stance of a lion, the inconceivable, the sport of a hero, the various activities, the going bravely, the treasure of space, and the stainless. Having attained all myself, I will bestow their bliss on the three kinds of beings, thus allowing them to enjoy their sublime accomplishments. May I thoroughly and supremely perfect the ocean of craft, literature, and art, and may every sentient being be wise in knowing the entire meaning of their own language. Having gained the stainless, sharp, and infinite intelligence, distinguishing all words and meanings, may I share with sentient beings the extremely profound and logical teachings. To every living being without exception who does not perfectly understand Buddha's word, may I finally elucidate many teachings as though inscribing letters on their minds. Having surely ascended to the state of the 10 fruitful powers, may I actualize those practices that are the means for making the purpose of living beings completely worthwhile. Just as all prayers of the subduers are a cause for helping sentient beings, so too may I work constantly to attain the perfection of prayer. By immediately suppressing as they arise all overwhelming masses of foe-like emotional afflictions, and not wavering from mental activities, may I remain only to be of benefit on earth. By having perfectly realized these phenomena to be like illusions, mirages, and magical emanations, and having discarded the mesh of conceptions, may I be of benefit throughout the three worlds. Just as fathers especially cherish an only son, so will I continually remain in meditation on pure love for every ongoing being by removing all stains of aggression. Just as mothers, out of affection for an ailing son, in taking his burden on themselves, suffer accordingly, so will I work to enhance my compassion towards each and every ongoing sentient being. When I see success delighting others, may I, in especially generating much pleasure, remain meditating on joyfulness, as if my only dear son were happy. Having dispensed with anger and attachment toward sentient beings that correspondingly cause me to harm or to favor them, may I accomplish the tasks of all three worlds like completing one's work for one's son. Having realized the powers, heightened awarenesses, analytical knowledges, mystical spells, and the doors to liberation, may I simultaneously be of benefit to sentient beings throughout the immeasurable expanse of the universe. Whatever countries where the name of Buddha has not entered the ear, there may I act according to the deeds of Buddha, through imparting his various methods. Until the sun, the teacher of the three worlds, rises here in this universe, may I, like the sun, dispel the darkness of ignorance from each and every embodied being. Whatever beings there are whose thoughts are saturated with evil and who have been rejected by many beings gone to bliss, may they be tamed by relying upon the sphere of action of my speech. So that I may serve everyone in the universe, I will be loving like a relative, kind like a mother, and like a father, shall give beneficial advice. Even by merely recollecting my name, may all beings immediately be protected from fear, and may all misery of the three worlds be dispelled. May I be a vase of goodness and medicine against illness for people who are destitute in hundreds of ways. May I also provide a cool pool of nectar continuously for the masses of hungry spirits. May I be warmth for the cold hells and cause rain with sweet breezes to shower on the hot. As well, may I placate every harm in the very low realms of bad migration. even by beings merely remembering me, may I be a true friend to those who face destitution. Solid armor for those stricken by a rain of arrows, and cooling water for those afflicted by fire. When beings remember me, may I be an opponent for the venom of defilements, a firm bridge over the torrent of the three worlds, and may I bar the door to unfortunate destinies. May even merely recollecting my name be enough to prevent all beings from falling into the abyss of worldly existence. May I become the foundation of the stairway leading them to the pinnacle of pure peace. Even if someone, out of anger, should recall my name for just an instant of time, may he never plunge into bad destinies, and may he surely accomplish perfect Buddhahood. May my excellences, stainless like moonlight, bring happiness throughout the whole universe. May I work to generate immeasurable delight for others, even by merely breathing. Having attained perfect awakening itself, where all is fully complete, may I also settle all ongoing beings in that ultimate awakening itself. At that time, may not even slightly faulty actions arise in the minds of whoever may be my disciples. May they always help other creatures and remain on the path of 10 virtues. May the realms of bad migration never be seen, even in dreams of anyone fitting to be my disciple. And may the far reaches of places of bad destiny be pleasurable like the realms of celestial beings. As long as anyone remains in the midst of the ocean of the three worlds' non-virtues, though I have completed the deeds of a Buddha, may I remain in this world for them. When I have enacted my passing into the state beyond sorrow, may my teachings not become disordered, and may none of my followers be swayed for even a moment by the dangling rope of doubt. Thus, by delighting in the performance of the conqueror's sons, may whatever virtues I have gathered be shared by each and every living being without exception. On the Bodhisattva Vow by Chandra Goman. Even a cow knows how to take care of himself. To eat a few clumps of grass he easily comes across. Even the beast can merrily drink from a pool of water he finds as bitter thirst torments him. But think now what it is to put your whole heart into taking care of others. This is glory. This is a park of pleasure. This is the ultimate. The sun climbs aboard his fantastic chariot, flies across the sky, and lights up all the world. The earth raises up his mighty arms, bears the load, holds up all mankind. And so is the way of those great beings who wish nothing for themselves, their lives devoted to a single song, the well-being and the happiness of every living being. Three Bodhicitta Poems by Jason Espada. At once it is the sun and moon, the sun and the rain that brings everything out beautifully. It's balm and nectar. It's food, water, and medicine. It is the embrace of a mother or a wife. The encouraging voice of an old friend. There is no end to bodhicitta. It is a candle, a scripture. It's clearing the ground to build a house or a library or a school. Clearing the path so we can walk, clearing away clouds so we can see. There's no end to this. It's poetry showing all good things, and it's hope restored. Mistakes forgotten, gotten over, gotten past. It's freedom and welcoming arms to someone learning to walk. It's the joy that speeds healing, and its miracles in abundance. It is paradise itself, and its every small kind act containing worlds. Tell me, who can speak of this fully? We all can. This is our birthright, our very nature wanting to be born. It's the sun of wisdom and compassion inseparable, drawing all things together, leaving nothing out, no one, no teaching, no person or place or time. It's universal and personal, our teacher, our very self, our Lord, and worthy of every praise. It is selfless prayer, wonders of wonders, actually praying itself. It is self-existing, just like this. This goes beyond anything we can say about it, and yet it's somehow still always fully present, awakening, actualizing from life, bringing forth life, love itself, our true life. This essential sun, beyond words and the ground of all words, saying, if we were to put words to it, ah, may all beings be happy. And we all must find a way to speak, to reply, because of this, to say what's in us. How will we live? This says, dedicate yourself to the ultimate purpose of all beings, and don't waste time, and every hour is precious. This says, here, sweeten your disposition, and see time, and give yourself. How will we reply? How will we live? Just this. For me, this is the one point containing all. For me, this is the golden road with heaven worlds all around, where all benefit in some way. This is the most satisfying path, regardless of struggle, the most fulfilling. Regardless of how hard it is to say, it's the biggest joy, the brightest joy. This is what is reliable. For me, the safe haven. It's breath. It is sight. For me, it is giving. And knowing now the pleasure of having its gift received. This is love, and this will, purpose of human life, live to the fullest. Oh, many voices, many hearts, celebrate this with me now. What is bodhicitta? Bodhicitta is our own true nature of wisdom and compassion inseparable. How to speak of this? It's the rain that nourishes growing things. It's the sun that makes everything flourish. It's the embrace of a mother or a wife melting troubles away. Bodhicitta, it's like the encouraging voice of an old friend. It's selfless prayer, naturally, having a purpose past what we see now. It is a word, it is magic, parting clouds so we can see, or clearing a path, or building a house, or a library or a school. This one source everywhere becomes a hospital and doctors and medicine. In lost times it is inspiration. This is pure light, this is warm touch, and it is clarity and strength. It reaches over every ocean, over every rocky climb, through whatever barred gates, past any disbelieving mind, giving life. Who can ever speak of this, and what can compare to this? There is no end from what I can see, and all day my heart sings that this is in me. What can compare to this? It's like a hero calling captives out of their dungeon. It's like a fresh morning after one was given up for dead. Astonishment, disbelief, and then a great wave moving through everything of praise and generosity. It's like fragrance, or memory, or dream that speeds healing. It's a true word spoken when it's needed. It's direction, and food, and gifts appearing in our hands to give. It is learning and giving to match someone's need. It is song, universal language, universal and for all times currency, and a true friend. It's meeting our own true nature. What can compare to this? So then, it is ethics and wisdom, meditation, patience and effort, all natural and effortless in a way. It is all the forms created to express one intent, and it is all the names given. It is tradition, and all are seeing past form and tradition. Today I write this because it's the only thing I can think of that draws all things to itself, the only thing I can think of that gives everything else some place in the world. All the teachings, all the differences, all the wonder, all the pain. This is the ultimate name, the one thing most worth praising. This is the activity of all Buddhas, the very nature of all heroes and heroines, angels and saviors. With my little notes at home today, this is all I wanted to write. It's an elixir reviving the dead, a teacher filling your mind with great things. It's a compass, a key, or a lock when you need a lock. It's an oar when you need an oar, an umbrella when you need one, a net holding back poisonous creatures, a shield first into battle, a word spoken, and not just any word, but just the word you need to hear, a magic word. It's encouragement, fresh life, inspiration to continue your journey with wisdom, with clear eyes, and with joy. It's food, it's big love. This is music and grace and love's power, love pouring itself. It's the friendliness you meet, and it's food. It's simplicity itself. Good things for now and for generations to come. Everything contributes to the power of this practice. It can be like the first rain after a blazing summer, or it can be like a lion's heart, a warrior who's never known fear. It's setting things in order. It's saying your name, calling your name, not like all the others, your true name. The graver the danger, the stronger the will to protect. The more something is worth, the greater the will to give. This is peace and action as one. Moving worlds, not fading. Giving to be given. Awakened in teachers, to be awakened in me. The fullness of love given, to be awakened in you, and on and on. What words are there to express this? Look, this is you. This is for you. From the Prayer of the Lord of Sutras, Holy Golden Light. By the sound of the great drum of the Holy Golden Light, in these three worlds, three thousands of worlds, may the sufferings of cruel migrations, the sufferings of the Lord of Death's domain, and the sufferings of privation be brought to an end. By the thunder of that mighty drum, may all want in the world be ended. Just as the lords of the subduers are without fear, their fears allayed, so too may all sentient beings be without fear, parted from their fears. Just as the all-knowing able lords, though dwelling within the cycles of existence, possess all holy qualities, so, too, may the meditative concentrations of all beings possess the qualities of the harmonies with enlightenment. And may those qualities become oceans of qualities. By the thunder of that mighty drum, may all beings come to possess the voice of Brahma. May they attain the most blessed enlightenment of the Buddhas. May they turn the virtuous wheel of doctrine. May they live for unimaginable aeons. May they teach the way for the welfare of wanderers. May they relieve suffering and destroy afflictions. May they extinguish desire, hatred, and delusion. May those beings who abide in places of tortured existence, those beings whose bodies and bones are burning in flames of pain, may they hear the beating of the drum, and may they cry, I bow to you, the Buddhas. May all beings remember their births in hundreds of lives, in thousands of lives, in tens of millions of lives. May they be ever mindful of the lords of sages, and may they heed their vast words. By the thunder of that mighty drum, may all beings find constant companionship in the Buddhas. May they abandon the actions of ill deed. May they practice those of good. May all the suffering of all that lives in all the lands of all worlds be forever stilled. And may those creatures crippled in their limbs, impaired of sense, all be made whole. May those afflicted with sickness, weak and frail, without refuge in the 10 regions, all swiftly be relieved of their ills, be renewed in their organs and strength. May those threatened with death by rulers and thieves, those who lie at the mercy of 100 different miseries, those living beings besieged and suffering, all be freed from their hundreds of unendurable fears. And those tortured by bonds, bound and beaten, those who live amid manifold poverty, are oppressed by many thousands of afflictions, incur all manner of misery and terrors which they cannot bear, may they be released from their bonds. May the scourged be delivered from their beatings. May the condemned have life, the troubled be unafraid. May those who hurt with hunger and thirst partake of a feast. May the blind see a myriad of shapes, the deaf hear a symphony of sounds, the naked be clothed, the poor find a treasure. May all have the pleasure of possessing many precious jewels. May none be tormented by feelings of pain. May they all be fair of face and figure, their bodies subdued, their minds abounding with unremitting bliss. By the mere thought, may their wishes for merit and riches, food and drink, at once be made manifest. May their longings for the melodies of lute and drum, for streams, lakes, and ponds, pools full of golden lotus and utpala, their dreams of clothes and wealth, pearls, gems, exquisite golden ornaments, and lapis lazuli, all instantly be fulfilled. May there not arise an anguish cry in any world. May none know unhappiness. May they all be beautiful, and may they be a light for one another. Whatever is held most high by humanity, may it be theirs simply through thought. May all their desires immediately upon conception be altogether realized as the fruit of their merit. Throughout the three times, may they have incense and garlands, scented oils, aromatic powders, variegated flowers, and flowering trees. May they take them, may they be happy. May they worship in the 10 directions all the inconceivable ones gone thus, the bodhisattvas, the hearers, and the immaculate pure teachings of Dharma. May migrators shun all that is unworthy, pass beyond the 8 states of unrest, and attain crowning kingly leisure. May all beings always have the Buddhas at their side. May they always be born into noble families. May their affluence and fortune flourish. May they be richly adorned for endless aeons with praise and fame, lovely radiant bodies. May they be brave, may they be strong, may they be wise and lucid. May they ever strive for enlightenment. May they engage in the 6 perfections. May they behold in the 10 quarters the Buddhas beatifically seated upon thrones of precious lapis lazuli before the supremely sanctified tree of enlightenment, and there may they hear the truth revealed. from the Noble Vajra Banner of Victory Sutra. That suffering, that mass of suffering, the suffering of all sentient beings and their various obstructions and hindering actions, because of which they do not see the Buddhas, nor hear the Dharma, nor know the Sangha. Do I take upon this my own body, a bundle of pain accumulated through 3 defiled actions? The suffering of those beings who are born in hell, who dwell in realms of cruel migrations. May death take them beyond such migrations. That awesome mass of suffering do I assume. To that end I strive. In that end I take joy. From that end I shall not turn away, nor shall I run away. Nor towards that end shall I be dismayed or afraid, nor draw back or be apathetic. If you question why, it is because I bear the burden of all that lives. This is not out of desire for my own pleasure, but that I have vowed to free all sentient beings and thus to fully unfold them. I shall free all wandering beings, free them from the desolation of being born, from the desolation of old age and of disease, free them from the desolation of the rounds of birth and death, from the desolation of all bad migrations and of never-ending unrest, free them from the desolation of all that is conditioned, of all obscuring views, from the desolation of the depletion of virtuous actions and of unknowing arising from the depths. From all shall I liberate all. All those creatures entangled in nets of their own desires, shrouded in veils of ignorance, clinging to their worlds of conditioned being, in their final moments afraid. All those creatures plunged into the depths of pain, subsisting in prisons of repeating patterns of existence, without wisdom, without honor in their words, in doubt, irresolute, knowing only sadness, unknowing of dependent arising, alone, swept round in whirlpools of afflicted minds and subjugated lives. All these creatures shall I establish in the kingdom of sovereign wisdom. My struggle is not for liberation for myself alone, but by the mind of very omniscience shall I unbind all others from the wheel of existence, the ever-turning wheel from which it is hard to be freed. I shall deliver them out of the awful abyss, save them from all harm, rescue them from the torrent of their own swirling minds. Upon myself do I rest the load of sorrow of all of them. It is my pleasure to suffer the pain of each and every tortured existence in all, however many realms of existence. I shall not defraud all the world of my roots of virtue. I shall strive to abide in even a single bad migration until the last aeon to come, and just as in one bad migration I shall, without exception, abide in all bad migrations, in all the realms of existence, for the sake of liberating all living beings. If you question why, is it not reasonable for but one being to suffer, rather than all beings fall to realms of ruin? I myself, here let my blood, that I might redeem all wandering beings from the wilderness of the Lord of Death's domain, from places of birth as animal and as hell being. With this very body shall I endure all suffering aggregates of feeling for the sake of all sentient beings. I take joy in reaffirming the trustworthy truth of my proclamation. I am the yoke-bearing nape of all sentient beings, for the sake of all sentient beings. I shall not forsake even one sentient being. If you question why, with all that lives as my object, I shall engender the very mind of omniscience itself. That is, not for my own pleasure, but that I may altogether liberate all living beings, have I wholly set forth, toward unsurpassed, perfect, complete enlightenment. Thus, whenever and for however long, all beings are attaining great happiness, from happiness never before known, up to the ecstasies of very omniscience, shall I wholly dedicate my roots of virtue. Dedicate them that I may be a leader drawing others along, a bearer of a lamp, a guide for those on their journey to peace, provisioner for those on their journey towards leisure. Dedicate them that I may be skilled in methods and wise in meanings, that I may abide on the furthermost shore, having navigated the seas of cyclic existence in the wisdom ship of all-knowing, that I may be a master of pure dedication and a teacher pointing the way to transcendence. I shall in every way cultivate roots of virtue for the sake of every living thing. I shall totally dedicate these roots of virtue, dedicate them that I may liberate all sentient beings, that I may appear to all sentient beings, that I may be known to all and free all sentient beings, that I may care for them, spiritually mature them, fulfill the needs and dispel the doubts of all sentient beings. I am like the sun. I depend upon no other. I shall not surrender the bodhisattva's armor to another. Indeed, I shall eliminate the very need for others. I shall not pause from effort to protect but even one being, and as one, all living beings, I shall not cease from utter devotion to assuage all suffering. I shall not settle for trifling roots of virtue. I shall know no peace with less than all-consuming dedication. The Lam Rim Dedication Prayer. From my two collections, vast as space, that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose mind's wisdom eye is blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all my lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of complete graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by practicing. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddha's teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion in whatever direction the most precious teachings have not yet spread, or once spread have declined, may I expose this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted bounteous peace, and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time by even this graded course to enlightenment, completed due to the wondrous, virtuous conduct of the Buddhas and their sons. May all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and make things conducive for practicing the excellent paths never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhas. Whenever someone makes an effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may he always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. No Place I'd Rather Be by Jason Espada. In good times, hard times, and the worst of times, there is no place I'd rather be than right here. If you ask me why, it is because, by the power of love, I can share the joy with you and make it more. I can help to make the pain less and I can offer happiness. That is why, through it all, and when things get tough, and even or especially in the worst of times, in the worst of worlds, there is no place that I would rather be. If this were the only world where there is both happiness and suffering, still I would choose just this one to be with you. By being here together, we can make the way better for one another, don't you see? That means more than anything else to me. For this very reason, it's worth every effort, whatever we need to go through. It is, all of it, then, completely worthwhile. Giving of ourselves, measured next to this world's pleasures, there is no comparison, really. People don't know of this, or else they don't feel capable, and so they hide or run to small pleasures that disappear even in the moment and are gone. But because we can be light for one another, make each other's trials that much less, and offer food and shelter, even for future times, through love, there is no place that I would rather be than right here. This thought strengthens me in hundreds of ways. If we only get one song, and that song is our life, then let this be my song. Let everything else be done or left undone, no matter. But just this, to aim to care for you in the best of ways, this brings life, freshness that does not fade. Every other gain and loss, no matter, but just this, of all worlds, of all paths, to be with you and to offer you my hand for your whole life. Oh, the joy of this.
Dedication Prayers by Jason Espada with Traditional Prayers. By this merit, gathered together with all the virtue of all the 10 directions and 3 times Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, saints and sages, realized beings, lamas, monks and nuns, yogis and yoginis, contemplatives of all traditions, and excellent practitioners. Gathered together with all the merit and good wishes of family, friends, and noble, kind-hearted people everywhere. By the merit and positive energy of all the good that exists, by all the virtue of the ultimate nature, by all this merit, may the benefit of beings everywhere effortlessly arise. May all beings benefit. May all beings have happiness and the causes of health and happiness. May this bring healing wherever it is needed. May this bring about the firm establishment of true health and happiness for us all. By this merit, may all who are unhappy in any way, confused, angry, anxious, afraid, attached, sad, or depressed with distorted views, instantly be completely freed from those states. May they be comforted, and may they have perfect peace, wisdom, strength, and lasting joy. By the virtue of this practice, by all this merit, may we all be completely free from all illness, spirit harm, and from all of the painful, hallucinated, afflictive emotions forever. May we all be completely free from all samsaric states forever. May all beings completely realize the Dharmakaya. May this be the medicine that frees everyone from suffering, a prayer by the noble spiritual friend Lama Zopa Rinpoche. By this merit, may all those who are suffering from pain or illness immediately be totally freed from that pain. May they immediately be completely healed. And may they be firmly established in true and lasting health and happiness, well-being and strength, comfort and ease. By all this merit, may all those who want to go on retreat have the opportunity to do so without delay. May they all have the resources they need. May they find all suitable conditions. And may their retreat go exceedingly well. May they have all excellent realizations. By all this merit, may health increase everywhere. May ethics and meditation and wisdom increase. May loving kindness and compassion increase. And may peace and harmony increase everywhere. By all this merit, may all monasteries, monks, nuns, and lay practitioners, dharma centers, and social service centers have everything they need to serve beings most effectively. May monastics and laity everywhere all keep completely pure ethics, develop the supreme good heart and wisdom, and may all their good works flourish forever. By all this merit, may all beings have all they need in their lives. May those who need a job find a job. May those who need a place to live find a place to live. May those who need food and drink find good food and drink. May those who need a friend find a friend. By all this virtue, may we all have everything we need to be truly happy. By all this merit, may everything we see, hear, think about, and dream be auspicious. By all this merit, may all the pure positive wishes we have for each other be completely fulfilled, instantly and effortlessly, just as in a pure land. The following two prayers I have heard and admired from Lama Zopa Rinpoche. May those I hear about that are sick immediately be healed. May all those who have come to my attention, who have any illness, or who are unhappy or in need in any way, be blessed. May they be healed. May they all benefit. May they all have happiness and all the completely actualized causes of health and happiness. And may those I have heard about who have passed away be reborn in a pure land without taking rebirth anyplace else. May their families be comforted. May they all know blessed peace. May those I hear about who are experiencing difficulties be free from those difficulties. And may all fortunate circumstances come to them right away. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta arise where it has not arisen. Where it has arisen, may it not diminish. May it ever grow and flourish. By the merit of this practice, gathered together with all the virtue of all the 10 directions and 3 times Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, saints and sages, realized beings, lamas, monks and nuns, yogis and yoginis, contemplatives of all traditions, and excellent practitioners, gathered together with all the merit and good wishes of family, friends, and noble, kind-hearted people everywhere, by the virtue and positive energy of all the good that exists, by all the merit of the ultimate nature, may warfare cease, may all injury be healed, and all danger pacified. May we all produce the conditions for countless generations, starting now, to experience genuine peace. May our intentions equally penetrate every being in place with the true merit of Buddha's way. By all this merit, may all those to whom I am connected by good or bad karma have every happiness. May they be free of all suffering and receive every joy and all good fortune. May they have good health, wisdom, long life, well-being and strength, comfort and ease. May all the prayers of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas be completely realized now, and may all of my prayers succeed immediately. By this virtue, may those who are in need in any way whatsoever receive every benefit. May all have happiness and all the actualized complete causes of health and happiness. At this point, a review of the names and circumstances of those particular individuals that you wish to pray for can be inserted here. By this virtue, may those who are in need in any way whatsoever receive every benefit. May all have happiness and all the fully actualized complete causes of health and happiness. By this merit in my mind, may I not withhold any gift whatsoever from any being in any place, wishing them all a great abundance of joys. by all the limitless good that exists, may all the needs of all living beings everywhere be completely fulfilled. By all this merit, for every one of us when this life is over, may we each be born immediately in a pure land, and in all our lives, may we never be separate from qualified teachers and from conducive environments with all the supportive conditions for continuing our practice of the Dharma. By all this virtue, may I attain the complete realization of all practice and bring all others to that same state. May we all individually attain the complete realization of our practice, genuine happiness, health and peace, and all good things, wisdom, compassion, and ability. By all this merit, may all holy teachers live long and guide us until samsara ends, and may there be peace and joy in all the world. Dedication Prayers by Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Due to all the past, present, and future merits collected by me, and the merits of the three times collected by all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, and other sentient beings, may any sentient being, just by seeing me, touching me, talking about me, remembering me, or dreaming about me, never ever be reborn in the lower realms from that time forward. May they immediately be liberated from all disease, spirit harms, negative karma, and defilements. May anyone who sees me, touches me, talks about me, or remembers me immediately be cured of cancer, AIDS, coma, arthritis, migraine, and other heavy diseases. May those possessed by spirits be immediately released from the harm of those spirits. May anyone who is dying immediately stop experiencing terrifying emotions and karmic appearances and feel incredible bliss in their heart. May they then be born in a pure land of Buddha, where there is no suffering of rebirth, old age, sickness, or emotional problems. Totally free from all suffering and its causes, may they become enlightened there. Dedication Prayers by Lama Zopa Rinpoche. Due to all the past, present, and future merits collected by me, all the three times merits collected by numberless sentient beings and numberless Buddhas, may bodhicitta be actualized in one's heart. Due to all the past, present, and future merits collected by me, all the three times merits collected by numberless sentient beings and numberless Buddhas, may the bodhicitta, source of all success for oneself and happiness up to enlightenment, and the source of success and happiness for all the numberless hell beings, numberless hungry ghosts, numberless animals, numberless human beings, numberless suras and asuras, to be actualized in the heart of oneself and all sentient beings. May it be generated in the heart of all sentient beings, especially the supporters, those who are serving the organization in the past, present, and future. In the hearts of our family members, for bodhicitta be generated, and in those whose hearts has been generated, may it increase. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. Due to all the past, present, and future merits collected by me, all the three times merits collected by numberless sentient beings and numberless Buddhas, may bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all the leaders of the world, especially in those countries where there is unbelievable suffering. May bodhicitta be generated in their hearts. May the supreme jewel bodhicitta that has not arisen arise and grow. And may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. Due to all the past, present, and future merits collected by me, all the three times merits collected by numberless sentient beings and numberless Buddhas, may bodhicitta be actualized in the hearts of all the people who follow different religions. May this world be filled with perfect peace and happiness. May whatever we do never harm, and may it become only the cause of perfect peace and happiness. May the supreme jewel, Bodhicitta, that has not arisen, arise and grow. And may that which has arisen not diminish, but increase more and more. Every single understanding of Buddhism that we have, every single purification we do every day by doing the practice, every single merit we collect, every time we generate bodhicitta and it becomes the cause of enlightenment, every time we meditate on Lamrim and plant seeds of enlightenment, all this is due to the kindness of His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and secondly, due to the kindness of Lama Yeshe. So pray for His Holiness the Dalai Lama to have a stable life and all his wishes to be successful. And pray for whatever wishes Lama Yeshe had to become successful. For Lama Osol to be like sunshine in the world, especially for young people, to turn their minds toward enlightenment. Pray to actualize immediately all the prayers that Chenrezig made for Tibet in the presence of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Due to all the past, present, and future merits collected by me, all the three times merits collected by numberless sentient beings and numberless Buddhas, may all the father and mother sentient beings have happiness. May the lower realms be empty forever. May I be able to cause all this by myself alone. Whatever suffering other sentient beings have, may it ripen upon me. Whatever happiness I have, may it ripen upon other sentient beings. Due to all the past, present, and future merits collected by me, all the three times merits collected by numberless sentient beings and numberless Buddhas, may oneself and one's own family members, all the students in the organization, all the supporters who have served the organization in the past, are serving now, everyone in this world, may we be guided by Lama Tsongkhapa, being the Mahayana direct guru in all our lifetimes. Never be separated from the pure path, admired by all the Buddhas. Due to all the past, present, and future merits collected by me, all the three times merits collected by numberless sentient beings and numberless Buddhas, which exist but totally do not exist from their own side, may the I who exists but who totally does not exist from its own side achieve Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but totally does not exist from its own side, and lead all sentient beings who exist but who totally do not exist from their own side to that Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which totally does not exist from its own side, by myself alone, who totally does not exist from its own side. May the organization, the FPMT, be most beneficial to sentient beings, to spread the Lamrim teachings, to cause sentient beings to have Lamrim realizations, in particular, whatever center where we are, to be most beneficial and to spread the Lamrim teachings, to cause of realizations in the heart of sentient beings, and for oneself to spread Lamrim realizations in the heart of all sentient beings. May Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings, which unify Sutra and Tantra and are like refined gold, spread in the hearts of everyone in this world. From A Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life by Shantideva. From Chapter 10 on Dedication. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of these merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope. constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, and for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the suffering of the world.